Today is Tuesday, February 18th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Alma Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Santa Clara March 13th and Washington, D.C. April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from a State of Control 65. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Rich Fregosa, Patrick Murray, and Dave Hatz talking about automated testing. Patrick Murray starts off talking about how programmers should approach designing troubleshooting software for their systems.
So, you know, we've talked a lot about this over the past few months and years, and I really spent a lot of time looking into this over the past few months and really have been talking to technology owners and trying to figure out what's going on with these systems. Because as an independent programmer, we would see these systems get specified, purchased, and many times they weren't installed, or they were kind of halfway set up and they weren't very useful. And why is this happening, right? These are not cheap systems and people want to rely on them. And there was a lot of confusion in the market. So we've spent a lot of time thinking about this. And the conclusion that I've really come up with is that it just is a completely different, separate skill set. And it deserves its own, just like Dave mentioned, managed service providers. If you're going to do that, then you need a support department. You need to open a new department to do that. And it's the same thing with any kind of a management implementation. It's not an AV system. The AV system, the AV integration industry is really focused on design and builds, getting installed. We have a move-in date. We got to get done. We got to deliver. The room's got to work, right? That's a pain that you really feel. If the room doesn't work, everybody knows it. But that's where our focus is. There's a whole lifetime that happens to that system after that. There's support technicians that need to support these rooms and make sure they're up and running every single day. And making that happen is a completely different skill set than what an AV programmer does. So the way I envision it, in the best case scenario, to make that all work, right? We're not going to change the way AV projects get done. But a way to successfully implement these projects, and I've spoken with a few organizations that actually done this. The ones that do have the most success, they dedicate a team just to the management solution. It's got its separate budget. It's got a separate timeline. It's got a separate development team. So it's almost a layer, a separate layer that goes on top of everything else. And you could get into what kind of technology should you use as well. I would argue that a control processor is designed for control. And if you're going to use a management system, you will need or you should consider a separate platform because it's just a different use case.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.